Good morning. It's Friday, July 24th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. Polly Windham has played music in punk venues and in churches, but she says some of the most meaningful work she's done has been through sharing music in the Army.
There is some positive things going on to where we can really connect with people and just try to get through this life together in the most meaningful ways.
We'll hear KMUW's Jed Bodwin in conversation with Polly Windham after the news. Cyclosporiasis cases in Kansas have jumped more than five times in a week, and as Frank Morris reports, Johnson County is leading the increase.
So you've heard about this explosive diarrhea bug spreading in most of the country. Last week, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment counted 55 cases of cyclosporiasis. The department updates those figures on Wednesdays, and the latest numbers show 289 known cases in Kansas, 95 in Johnson County alone, 11 in Wyandotte County. This is not a new disease, but typically only about 500 cases a year crop up nationwide. Fresh produce can carry the cyclospora parasite. Investigators suspect that iceberg lettuce shipped to Taco Bell's from Taylor Farms may be at least part of the problem. Missouri's Department of Health and Human Services has logged 216 cyclosporiasis cases in that state through last weekend.
That was Frank Morris reporting. A new Kansas law will lead to warnings for people who handle their cell phones while driving in school and active construction zones, Zach Boblett of the Kansas News Service reports.
There is already a Kansas law that bans texting while driving, but now any cell phone handling while driving in school and active construction zones will lead to a warning. And starting next July, drivers will be fined for holding their cell phone in designated zones. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly held a ceremonial signing of the new law, with the ongoing $239 million I-70 construction project serving as a backdrop. Kelly says the law helps to protect people working on Kansas roads.
We owe it to them to improve the safety of their workspace.
Opponents of the law say it's government overreach that unfairly impacts people that own older cars without hands-free cell technology. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
In-person enrollment begins at Wichita Public Schools next week. Enrollment is from noon to 7 on Monday and Tuesday at each school. Parents who have students at multiple schools can complete enrollment at one school. Families can enroll online unless they need to pay fees, sign up for elementary school latchkey, or get ID badges for middle and high schoolers. All kindergarten families must enroll in person. Multilingual support is available at the Alvin Morris Administrative Center. Online enrollment is available at usd259.org/enroll. The first day of school is August 13th. A Kansas man who was wrongfully convicted of killing his infant nephew has won a lawsuit against the state. Christopher Dale Lyman will receive more than $614,000 from the state after spending more than 9 years in prison. Lyman's conviction was overturned earlier this year for inadequate legal defense and for prosecutors withholding evidence about an expert's qualifications. The state will not retry the case. Deputy Attorney General Robert Hutchison says prosecutors still think their case was legally sound.
We believe there was still adequate evidence under the law that he had committed the crime.
Despite this, Hutchison says family members of the deceased child think Lyman did not commit the crime. The state will pay nearly $500,000 in attorney's fees and provide Lyman with health care and tuition assistance. A Catholic priest was arrested in Wichita on Wednesday and accused of child sex crimes. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says the 44-year-old man served as a priest for the Diocese of Salina. He previously served in 10 Catholic schools or parishes. KBI officials say the arrest stems from allegations that he sexually abused a 6-year-old child in Belleville in 2025. The arrest warrant included 3 counts of aggravated indecent liberties with a child. The Salina Diocese said in a statement that the priest was removed from the ministry when it was made aware of the allegations. The Kansas City Chiefs released initial renderings for the team's new stadium on Wednesday. The renderings show the inside of the stadium and large tailgating areas. The new stadium is fully enclosed and will mark a move across the state border from Missouri to Kansas. The stadium's capacity is expected to be around 70,000 people. It will also have more than 20,000 parking spots. Chiefs Chairman Clark Hunt says the space aims to improve fans' game day experience. The stadium is set to open in 2031. The most decorated softball player in Wichita State University history will work as an assistant coach for the school's softball program. Sydney McKinney spent the past season as a graduate assistant on staff. She previously worked as an assistant coach at Marshall University. McKinney is a three-time All-American and two-time American Conference Player of the Year. She's Wichita State's all-time leader in batting average, hits, runs scored, and total bases. McKinney was selected first overall in the 2023 Athletes Unlimited Softball League draft and currently plays for the Oklahoma City Spark. We'll be back after this.
This week on Marginalia, we speak with Juana Aristide about her novel, Astronaut.
Our main characters are a little girl, Leah, who rebels against the lack of color in her life, and Constantine, a policeman who's hunting a killer the authorities have decided to pretend he's a bear.
Saturday morning at 11:30 on 89.1 KMUW.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. Polly Windham began her musical career in Wichita as a child. Since then, she's toured the country in a punk band and joined the Army. She says no matter where she's been, she's always kept her love of her hometown in mind. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Polly Windham, and here's Jed with more.
I'm originally from Wichita, and I moved away, as young as I could. I had that Hollywood twinkle in my eye. I left, you know, at the age of 18 when you're legally allowed to be an adult, I would say. I do not think that's an adult now, but I guess technically it is. The wind could always... I have been on this crazy journey to end back up in Wichita, and I am so thrilled. 4 years old, I started doing plays and singing in the church. That's where it started for me, like it does for some. And then I started getting real serious and taking like vocal lessons and getting really serious about musical theater here in town, Crown Up Town, Century 2. And then, you know, I was also really influenced by bluegrass. So I kind of had this upbringing of musical theater and bluegrass influence in my life because I was a traditional, you know, Winfield kid every year going to the bluegrass festival out there. And when I moved to Hollywood at 18, I realized, who's going to be my accompaniment? My brother had been playing guitar for me growing up. I was just always singing. Singing was like my favorite instrument. So then I picked up the guitar out there, so, and started teaching myself with like a DVD. You know, I learned, all it took was two chords, and I was like, I'm a songwriter now. All I needed was two chords, and I started writing songs. I'd always written, you know, songs and melodies and stuff like that. After a few years of being out in L.A., I met this band. You know, I kind of like pushed my way into this band, and we played about for a year, and the lead singer was like, I want to go on the road. And we had like a 12-piece band out there. And I was the only one that was like, I'll go. So it turned into like this duo. And we left with no plan. You know, we left in a Buick Park Avenue with like two stacks of burned CDs. No plan. We're just going to go and start knocking on doors. And so I spent 12 years on the road doing that. Of course, it got better. We did, you know, we got a little bit of a plan after that long of being out there. But then I went from that road life to the Army. That was a huge adjustment. You know, that's kind of what led me into the Army School of Music. They reached out and they really wanted me to be the vocal instructor. And I said, well, I guess that's the direction I'm going right now. There are some good things that actually happen on deployments where you can boost morale or you can connect with different communities around the world. And that is what my job is. I have a really awesome job in the Army. And it's for the communities and it's for the service members. And it is for the people to have a bridge of someone that they can actually talk to, a soldier that they can talk to. So I'm in public affairs, I'm in, you know, musical outreach with the Army, and there's a positive light there. It's a very big machine, and So those of you that don't know, there is some positive things going on to where we can really connect with people and just, you know, try to get through this life together in the most meaningful way.
Polly Windham performs at 2 p.m. Sunday at Central Standard Brewing. Jed Bodwin hosts Strange Currency at Monday through Friday nights from 8 to 10, Saturday nights from 7 to 9 on KMUW. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again on Monday. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
This week on You're Saying It Wrong.
It really literally meant a wave of hot weather that passes from one place to another. Kind of like a thunderstorm moving in and moving out.
Uh-huh.
Or an earthquake or something. You have like the, you know what I mean?
The sounds of the summer. That's this week on You're Saying It Wrong from KMUW Studios.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.